Scripture reading this morning will be from Proverbs 16 and then also from Proverbs chapter 3. So if you're willing and able, please stand for the reading of God's Word. Proverbs 16, 16 through 20. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who watches his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. It is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who gives attention to the word shall find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. And then back to Proverbs chapter 3, 1 through 21. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, even as a father, the son in whom he delights. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For its profit is better than the profit of silver, and its gain than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps were broken up, and the skies drip with dew. This ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for blessing us so much. Thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your spirit working in us. Lord, we ask as we look at your word this morning now that you would be teaching us, that you would be at work in us, humbling us, Lord, making us teachable, Lord, that we would learn what you want to teach us this morning. We thank you for your word. We pray you would accomplish all that you want to through it this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of this message this morning is that wisdom is priceless. You see, one of our greatest challenges in life is to place value accurately. Valuing the wrong things will lead to sin. We will end up wasting a lot of time and energy. Oftentimes we'll get frustrated and will never feel satisfied. But when we value things correctly, even though we still won't get everything done that we wanted to, we will find ourselves at peace, more content, and truly happy. So these verses this morning have a lot to do with what we value and the blessings that come from following Christ. So the outline, number one, the value of wisdom. Number two, depart from evil. 3, depart from pride. 4, the value of humility. And then last, true happiness comes from Christ. So we'll begin with verse 16. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. This verse emphasizes the incredible value of wisdom. And we see the comparison with silver and gold. And yet, the comparison isn't even close. Gold has value, but wisdom has so much more. Wisdom is so much better. This comparison here reminds me of another comparison. You remember in 1 Timothy 4:8, it says, "Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." You see, physical exercise, physical discipline is good. It's healthy. But it's not nearly as good as spiritual discipline. You see, and we see here that bodily discipline is beneficial only here on earth. But godliness is so much better. It is beneficial not only here on earth, but also in the life to come. And so we see here in Proverbs, it is similar as we consider this comparison with gold. You see, gold is beneficial to us here on earth, but it's temporary. And the benefits of wisdom are so much better. Better in this life and in the next, where gold is confined to this earth. So the verse begins, how much better it is to get wisdom than gold. Now gold is used here not just as a specific object. Okay, it isn't that wisdom is better than just gold. But gold is really representing everything of great value. Whether it's gold and silver, jewels, the gold here is really just representing everything that has so much value here on earth. And we understand, we make that connection with gold. It's valuable. And so we see that wisdom is far better. The value of wisdom is so much better. Wisdom is priceless. And we all so desperately need to understand this truth and embrace it. The first half of the verse uses the word get. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold. And so let's consider wisdom and gold as a gift. Consider the gifts that God has given you, or the gifts that other people have given you. I want you to ask yourself this question. How do I value the gifts I get? How do I value the gifts I get? What pleases you more? In your mind, is it a greater gift to get $100 or to be given good advice, wise counsel? You see, if, for example, if I got up here this morning and I said, sorry everyone, I didn't prepare a message to preach this morning. But I did bring $100 for each of you. And so I start passing out $100 bills, and you all go home with $100 in your pocket. The question is, would you leave here feeling more or less blessed than if the Word of God was preached to you? You see, this verse in Proverbs is teaching us to value wisdom more than anything. There's no comparison. It's not even close. What is gold compared to wisdom? Wisdom is priceless. You know, when I was 15 or 16, my parents, for my birthday, they gave me this Bible. And I will confess to you, I was terribly disappointed. And, you know, I don't remember exactly what they paid for it, but I was surprised it cost that much when I found out. And I was even more disappointed. You see, I would have rather had half that in cash. Now, it wasn't that I didn't want the Bible. I did. It's that I wanted so many other things more. You see our problem. We struggle with having a wrong view of wisdom and everything else. We struggle with putting greater value on things that are not near as important. I don't know if you do this, but I find myself at times thinking wrong thoughts, thinking that more money would really solve a lot of my problems. But rarely do I think of more wisdom as being the solution to my problems. You see, we need to constantly examine our mindset. We all too often underestimate the value of wisdom. Wisdom is priceless. So now that we have considered the value of wisdom and how we view gifts that we are given, let's look at the second half of the verse. And to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. You see, once we really embrace this truth, that wisdom and understanding is so priceless, it not only affects how we view the gifts that we are given, but it also affects what we pursue. You see, we're not just to sit back and nod our heads and agree, yes, yes, wisdom is good. Wisdom is valuable. That's right. But we need to actively pursue it. Listen to Proverbs 2, 1 through 6. And just listen to how active this pursuit of wisdom is. It says, "My son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." You see, this is active. We need to be choosing wisdom over silver. This is not something that's passive. We need to cry out. We need to seek and search for wisdom. We need to ask God. We need to feed on His Word. We need to go to those who are older and wiser and ask for advice. This is valuing wisdom and understanding. This is, as the verse says, choosing understanding above silver. But again, remember that silver and gold mentioned here is just to teach us the great value of wisdom. Chasing after riches is not the only distraction that keeps us from wisdom. Now, certainly placing too much value on building wealth is certainly one mistake. But in America today, great value is placed on entertainment. Entertainment can be a terrible distraction from wisdom. Do you value entertainment more than wisdom? Today, entertainment is everywhere. TV, radio, computers, phones, Everywhere you turn around, there's a screen for you to look at. The distractions are endless. Now, it's not all inherently evil, don't get me wrong. But we must examine our lives. We must make sure that we are not spending all of our time with things that are of little or no value. And then always running out of time for the things of greatest value. We must embrace the true value of wisdom and order our lives accordingly. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. Wisdom is priceless. Verse 17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who watches his way preserves his life. Here we see that one of the characteristics of the upright is that they don't let their guard down. They know the dangers of sin, and so they turn away from evil. First of all, we see that the upright depart from evil. They leave it. They flee to safety. They depart from what is wrong. One example as I consider this is Joseph. He's a great example. You remember when Potiphar's wife tried to entice him to sin. And what did he do? He fled. He went outside. He departed from evil. But this example is not the exception for the upright. It is the norm for the upright. What does the verse say? It says, to depart from evil is the highway of the upright. You see, for the unregenerate man, this doesn't make any sense at all. You just do what feels good. Do what you desire. But for the man of God whose heart has been changed, this is the road most traveled. This is the highway. How does this happen? Only by Christ. Only through Christ. This is just the effects of Christ in your life. You flee from sin. You depart from evil. Second half of the verse, we see he who watches his way preserves his life. You see, it isn't the careless man who avoids sin. It's the one who pays attention, who chooses his steps carefully, who is quick to depart when temptations arise. Now it also says here that in being careful to watch his way, his life is preserved. Now this is true in many ways. First of all, those who do evil put themselves at great risk. They're giving others a reason to return evil to them. Also, they're making themselves susceptible to being punished by the authorities. But even if neither of those take place, they are putting their life in jeopardy in the sense that sin changes everything in your life. It damages your relationships. It can turn your whole life upside down. So he who watches his way preserves his life. He is not at great risk of death, nor of his life being ruined, although he still lives. So here in this verse, we're taught many important lessons. Sin is destructive. We need to be careful to live correctly. Fleeing from sin is what is normal for the Christian. It is our highway. It is how we live. We must never take lightly the destruction of sin. We must be careful and depart from evil. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who watches his way preserves his life. Verse 18, depart from pride. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. You see, some sins and pitfalls in life come from the world, come from outside of us, but others come from within. This verse warns us of the destruction that comes on those who entertain within themselves the sin of pride. Now, pride is one of those sins that never comes in the front door. It just doesn't. It seems to always sneak in the back door. You know, you don't even realize that it's there until you hear yourself say something condescending or judgmental or self-flattering. And then it strikes you, I'm prideful. I'm prideful. And I didn't even realize that pride was there. But it's there. Pride is a sin that easily sneaks into our lives. So we must constantly be in guard against it. And pride, like all sin, has consequences. We're taught here that destruction, stumbling, are in the path of the proud. You see, sooner or later, God will bring you down and will put you in your place. Earlier in the chapter, in verse 5 reads, everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not go unpunished. There's consequences. The proud man will be punished for his pride and arrogance. God teaches us a lot about pride in Proverbs. Proverbs 27:2 says, let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. Now, certainly our mouth displays our pride, possibly more than anything. But the real issue is our hearts, our minds. We must not think too highly of ourselves. Listen to these instructions from Romans 12 concerning how we think of ourselves. Romans 12. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. And then on to verse 16, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. We must not be wise in our own eyes, but rather humble ourselves. Give God the glory. We must depart from pride. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. Verse 19, the value of humility. It is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. This verse is similar to the last one, promoting humility, discouraging pride. But a comparison is made here to help make the point. And this comparison is very similar to what we saw in verse 16. Here again, we see that the issue is value. What value do we place on things? Because some things are more important than others. The topic at hand is pride and humility. And the comparison, again, in order to make the point, is once again wealth. Here we are taught that it is better to be poor and humble than it is to be rich yet proud. Now, this accurate placement of value is rejected by man's wisdom. You see, man's wisdom looks at the situation and says, you know, what's really important here is that you make sure that you're getting a portion of the spoil, right? Or at least, you know, you can work on humility, but it's kind of secondary. Or maybe it's not kind of secondary, it just really is secondary, if important at all. But God says something different. God says the real value here is humility, not riches. It is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Here, great value is placed on humility. You would be blessed. You would be better off if you were a poor, humble servant in the lowest of positions, yet thankful to God, knowing that He has blessed you far beyond what you deserve. You understand? That would be better. That would be far better than if you were the most successful businessman with billions of dollars, yet full of pride. You see, we can be so foolish in what we place value on. So foolish in what we think will satisfy. We can get really mixed up. And what does it result? It results in foolish pursuits of all the wrong things. The poor, humble man is far more content with what little he has than the rich, proud man is with the abundance of wealth that he has. So just as we saw that great value of wisdom earlier, here we see the great value of humility. It is far better than getting to divide the spoil with the proud. It is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Verse 20, true happiness comes from Christ. He who gives attention to the word shall find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. You see, true happiness comes from obedience to Christ and faith in Christ. First half, he who gives attention to the word shall find good. This is obedience. You see, giving attention to God's word is not simply reading it. That's a start, but that's not it. To give attention to the word is to live it, to obey it, to let it govern your life. Other versions read the first half as, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. You see, this is wise action. This is wisdom applied to life. Going back to the first verse we looked at, this is really understanding the great value of wisdom and holding on to it and walking by it. This is walking in obedience to God and His commands. And we see here that there are blessings in obedience. He who gives attention to the word shall find good. Psalm 128, 1 and 2 says, how blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy, and it will be well with you. So first off, we see here there are blessings in obedience. And then secondly, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. This is faith, trusting in the Lord. You see, both obedience and faith go together. And it's good. They're a blessing. You see, it's easy for us to understand that we're not to trust in our own understanding, but rather trust in the Lord and His wisdom. But we need to be very careful here that as we obey the Lord and walk in His wisdom, that we do not get distracted from where our trust is. Our trust, our faith, our hope is not in our obedience. It's not in our living rightly before God or our good character and diligence, but our hope is in the Lord. We trust Him and His providence. Someone said once that our hearts are idol factories, and it's true. Do you see how quickly we go from trusting the Lord and obeying Him to trusting in our obedience and our faithfulness to live how God wants us to? And certainly pride and humility are all wrapped up in all of this. But we must keep our focus on Christ. Even when we recognize that God is accomplishing good things in us, we see progress. Don't become prideful. God is at work. Continue trusting in God. So this verse teaches us that as we obey the Lord, as we trust in Him, we're blessed. We will enjoy true happiness. He who gives attention to the word shall find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters, there are all kinds of distractions in life. All kinds. There are so many different things to pursue. But what does God want us to be seeking? He wants us to be seeking the things of true value. Things like wisdom, humility. He wants us to depart from sin. Depart from pride. Depart from evil. My prayer is that our values would line up with God's. That we would love what He loves, that we would hate what He hates. Psalm 119, a few verses. Therefore I love Thy commandments above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem right all Thy precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore my soul observes them. The unfolding of the words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. So brothers and sisters, it's a battle. It's a constant struggle. We live out there. And so let us keep focused on Christ. Let us value what's really important. Let us pursue wisdom. Let us pursue humility. And let us depart from all sin and temptations. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You are at work within us. Lord, we recognize that it is Your work. Lord, we recognize that we would not be seeking You, that we would not be desiring to walk correctly. And Lord, as You continue Your work within us, as we continue to grow in wisdom and humility, Lord, we pray that You would keep us from being prideful. Lord, that You would help us to continue to be humble. And when we find ourselves being prideful, Lord, we pray that we would repent, that we would depart from that pride. Lord, we have nothing to boast about except Christ. We thank you for blessing us in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.